CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today in the booth we have a local artist, Keenan Wilcox. So welcome, Keenan.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're from Sherbrooke. You're originally from BC, but you've been here a few years, I guess?
Yeah, that's right. I think I've been here now for, I always lose track of this, but I think we're coming on 3 years, or it's 3 years this year.
You've done an album a little while ago. You're working on a new one too, so you were talking about, you know, how you've grown since the first album and how the second album is going to be a little bit different. And you've always been involved in music. You say you have a musical family, so tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I just, growing up, I guess I was kind of lucky that way, because I just, my dad plays guitar and sings, and my grandpa would always play banjo and sing, and also guitar and some accordion as well and stuff, and different uncles would play. So our family get-togethers were very, very musical endeavors, and so I was pretty much always singing and stuff from as long as I can remember in that. And I think it was, looking back on it now, it was very, I'm very grateful that's kind of the way that I got to experience it. So
okay, and you were saying, like, if you had a bad day or something like that, your guitar would help you, just singing, just expressing joy.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the funny thing about guitar that I really noticed that was different from just singing, is the singing was more of like a raw expression of how I was feeling in that moment, maybe. But whereas once I learned to play guitar, which was, I think, 9 years ago now, mm-hmm. I first learned, so quite a while after I had already been singing.
Okay.
But then, yeah, the guitar really made me realize like a place that you would go. So if I was feeling really down that day or something like that, I would often just come home and just start strumming on the guitar, or just a way of, I guess, expressing yourself emotionally without words, maybe, would be
okay.
The way I could describe it, yeah.
Now you're going to be involved in a special concert that's happening on November 26th, so that's Saturday,
right. Mm-hmm.
At Bandine Hall on the campus of Bishop's University, and the concert is called Think Falling, so that's an interesting name. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Think Falling. It's actually, it has a whole bunch of significance to me, but it's the name of my first album. It's
okay.
Called Think Falling.
Oh, okay.
But I sort of, when I titled that album, I sort of knew that I would want to keep that keep that title, I guess, as like eventually a manifestation of like an artist name, or of a, mm-hmm. if I had a group or something, and for concerts. And so it has a whole bunch of different things that it means to me personally. But I like how it, I guess it's a little bit mysterious, I guess. And so I like the idea of people seeing it and thinking what they want to think about it a little bit, and then coming and experiencing maybe what could be seen as that kind of falling feeling that you get when you're losing yourself in a moment, like a musical
okay.
moment.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's interesting. So that's what it means. Now you're also going to be playing with Kira Shaughnessy?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, I think she's been playing music around the area for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
so I feel very fortunate that I had a chance to meet her and that we hit it off, and she wanted to be a part of it. So she's going to be opening the whole show, and
okay.
I'm really excited because she's amazing, and she writes amazing songs, and she performs amazing songs, and she's one of those performers that just, you can just feel like her heart and how much she feels the music when she's singing it, and it's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know we played her music a few times. Haven't played yours, so but you're going to be performing a couple of musical selections for us in a few minutes. And so that's Bandine Hall. That is this Saturday. I believe the doors open at 7, concerts at 8, tickets $20 regular price, and if you're a student, $15. And you can get them online or by calling Townshippers. How are you approached to do the concert?
Yeah, well, I kind of have built a relationship with Townshippers, because when I first arrived in Quebec, I didn't speak any French at all. And so
okay.
I was really struggling to find what I would do for work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped me to get a job. So my first job, actually, when I first came to Quebec, was harvesting Christmas trees
okay.
out on one of the nearby plantations.
Okay.
It was actually a really good experience, and a very hard work, but a very good experience. And so that was kind of my first interaction with them. And then just sort of as time went on, I played some different shows around on like the Aerscliff Music Fest and stuff, and
right.
kind of started meeting people that were mutually connected and stuff. And then, yeah, they asked me if I would be interested in doing a concert. So of course I was like, heck yes, I would love to do a concert. And
yeah,
so now it's happening. It's really exciting. Yeah.
Good. And you've been doing some other shows around the area too, I guess.
A little here bit and here there. And there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been, just this last little while, I've been pretty busy with classes at school because I'm also a full-time student at Bishop's University too. So I'm kind of doing things backwards. I'm trying to study my music theory now and to try and learn how to write music and stuff like that. So, But I'm really looking forward to this. Yeah, it's I've been looking forward to it more than any other single thing. So it's I'm really excited. Yeah.
Oh, good for you. That's great news. Now, how would you describe your music?
I would describe it as soulful folk.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken a long time to kind of narrow it down to that, but I think that that's what it is. Because definitely most of the stuff I play is folk. One of my favorite bands of all time are the Eagles, and I love singer-songwriter stuff like Gordon Lightfoot and Leonard Cohen as well, and just all, yeah, there's really meaningful music and stuff, but definitely I gravitate towards the folk, and then I've got a bit of, I've had people tell me anyways that the way I deliver it is quite soulful.
Okay.
So I think that that might be a good description.
Okay, so as I'm reading here, lots of different influences and kind of different from each other. Leonard Cohen as opposed to Johnny Cash and the Hollies, the Eagles. A lot of songs back from the 60s, so I guess your dad or your mom or...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so, okay. Yeah. I think they must have played a hand in influencing me with those, yeah.
Good. Would you like to sing a couple of songs for us?
I would absolutely love to.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Keenan Wilcox.
Thank you. I think I'll... I'm going to kick things off here with one of my own originals that I wrote here in Quebec, actually, and it was after a day of harvesting Christmas trees. And it was inspired by an experience I had out there in the field. It's called The Old Man.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy.
The Old Man.
Well, an old man once said to me, son, your life is a long way to run. So run I did do, and now my running's through. Oh, never will I run again, old man. Never will I run again. Well, an old man once said to me, boy, ain't it high time you be leaving home? You've been kicking around Canton for far too long. Oh, I left home to go where I've gone, oh, I've gone. So I left home to go where I've gone. Oh, oh, I dee 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 dee. Well, an old man once said to me, child, don't you know this world ain't for the mild? You've got to be tough if you want to survive. And so I did darken my smile, so I did darken my smile. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, why did he die? Why did he die?
time. Well, and now I'm the old man I knew, and I'm asking why my color's blue. It used to be yellow, and you're green, and you're red too. Oh, but now all the colors for you. Now all the colors for you. And an old man once said to me, son, your life is a long way to run. So run high, do, and down my running stream. Oh, never will I run again. Never will I run again. Oh, and never.
And that was fantastic. That was Keenan Wilcox, a local artist, and he's going to be performing at Bandine Hall this Saturday, the 26th, that's in Bishop's University on the campus, and it's open to the public, too. Great song, The Old Man. So what inspired you to write this song?
Well, we're at the end of the season, and so basically all of the trees have been taken off the field, and they're all sort of bunched up, and we're basically getting them all ready to go on the trucks and sent out to make everyone's for everyone's Christmases and stuff. And it was sort of funny because at the end there was a lot of sort of confusion, I think, amongst a lot of the people that were in charge about kind of who was in charge. And so one of those circumstances where you weren't really sure who to listen to, because we know one person would tell you one thing, another person would tell you something else. And I think it was sort of a hard and frustrating day, and I don't know, I guess at the end of it, I had this feeling that was welling up inside of me, and then I know sometimes it's kind of hard to describe kind of what a song is really about,
right.
And so I think really just in a general sense, it was just capturing that kind of, I don't know, that sort of, the sort of wearing down on you of time when you're in situations that you feel like you can't really control, but you can't really... You can't really rise above either. So it was, yeah, sort of like that.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, you also do covers of songs too.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have one in mind you want
to? Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to. One of my favorite bands of all time, like I said, is the Eagles. I'd love to do a Tequila Sunrise for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. She said goodbye, and he was just a hired hand, working on the dreams he planned to try. The days go by. Every night when the sun goes down, it's just another lonely boy in town, and she's out running around. She wasn't just another woman, and I couldn't keep from coming on. It's been so long. Oh, and it's a hollow feeling when it comes down to dealing friends. It never ends. So take another shot of courage. wonder why the right words never come. You just get numb. It's another tequila sunrise, and this old world still looks the same. Another frame.
And another great song by Keenan Wilcox performing at Bandine Hall on the campus of Bishop's University this Saturday, the 26th of November. And the concert is actually called Think Falling. So great stuff. Now, if someone wants to learn more about your music, or I don't know if you have some songs to download from a website, or how does that go?
Yeah, so I've got a Facebook artist page, which is just Keenan Wilcox.
Okay.
And I kind of... I'm now like getting into the realm of doing YouTube videos and things like that. So I keep that updated and shooting more videos and stuff to put on there of like live performances.
Oh, nice.
And songs that I've recorded
okay.
at home and stuff. And then also you can go to www.keenanwilcox.com, and that's my official music webpage. And I've got some songs on there that people can listen to as well. And yeah, hopefully if everything goes to plan, which it looks like it is, I'm going to pretty soon, probably by... sometime after Christmas, be pretty well into recording my second album. So yeah, hopefully I can get that finished and pressed, and then I'll have some more material for people to listen to.
Oh, that's great news. Good. So you're going to keep us updated on your second album. Okay.
Sure,
you
yeah,
said
I'd
it's
love to.
Going to be a lot different from your first album.
I think so. Yeah. Cause I think the first album is a very, you know, that kind of first expression, you know, it's almost like you don't even... you're always thinking, should I even be doing this? Like, should I even be making an album? Is it good enough? Are the songs good enough? You know, will people even like it? And so it kind of captures, I think, a part of my life where I was really maybe trying to make the real decision, I guess, of whether or not I wanted to do this as my life and as living, and really, really dedicate myself to it fully. And so it's kind of a lot of songs about things that I had gone through in my younger years, like my parents had split up and stuff when I was, I think, 13 or 14. And so there's songs that I used to kind of express myself about that and the idea of family members passing away and things. And so actually, to tell you the truth, there's a lot of songs on that album that I don't often play in live shows because I found that they were almost too personal. Mm-hmm. And almost, I think, too, it's funny with your own family. When people sort of know that you're writing songs and that maybe they've influenced it, you tend to not really play those songs for those people, you know, because you don't want to inadvertently make them feel pain or anything like that, or feel like they had done anything wrong. So it's kind of, that CD is a bit of an interesting thing. So I think the new one will be quite different in the sense that the subject matter, I think, has moved away from those personal experiences and more to, I guess what I would like to think of as deeper thoughts about life itself and society too, maybe, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Good. So if somebody wants to go to YouTube, they just type in Keenan Wilcox?
Absolutely. If you go to YouTube and type in Keenan Wilcox, there should be a whole bunch of videos that come up. So yeah,
good.
There's stuff
interesting.
On there.
And also you have a Facebook page too. That's great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Keenan?
I just want to thank you guys so much for having me in today. It's been wonderful to be here. And I hope that, it would be great to see anyone who comes out, and it's going to be a very emotional night of all kinds of music and lots of great and rousing covers of folk classics and stuff like Gordon Lightfoot and stuff too. So I think it's going to be a really nice mix of really just thought provoking, but also just emotional and feeling good music. So yeah, I hope people consider it.
Good. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I don't know if you can get tickets at the door, but you can get them ahead of time. You can go online at townshippers.org/TF, or you can call 819-566-5717. Okay, thanks very much, Keenan.
Thanks so much for having me.